Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Jesse Charo, broadcasting live from the city of Las Vegas, and I would like to ask you something. Can anything good come out of the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, the entertainment capital city of the world? Amen. What they call Sin City. But let me tell you something, that where sin abounds, the grace of God is much greater than our sins. Amen. So I'm glad you've joined us this morning, because we are going to continue the topic of shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise God. Glory be to your name, Lord. And it's been a while since I haven't done a radio program until yesterday. And I'm going to try to see if I can take a caller now. Let's see. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Brother, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. New York City. Well,
yes, sir.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm pretty sure that you know the Lord already, huh?
I do, and I can show you some advice.
What's your name, brother?
My name's Henry.
Henry from New York.
Yes.
Henry, I have a wonderful scripture to share with you. You want to hear it?
I would, and then I would like to tell you something I need some advice on, and I would hope I could get some advice.
Okay. I'm going to share this verse, and then we'll talk about your advice.
Amen. Thank you.
Today's topic is called Shout Unto God with a Voice of Triumph. Okay? But listen, I have another verse that I want to share with you. It goes like this. Henry, brother, but thanks be to God who gives Henry the victory through our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that, brother? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 says, in other words, Henry,
amen.
Give thanks to God who gives you and me, brother, the victory through our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, brother, let's talk. How may I be of help from the Lord to you, brother?
Well, I'm a 28-year-old man, and I still live at home. My father recently remarried, and there's a situation in the home, a situation of temptation now, where my father's wife, my stepmother, is making advances to me, and I don't really know how to handle it in terms of trying to, you know, not interfere with their relationship and, you know, keep my own honorable self and keep myself honorable and godly. I'm just very confused.
Okay, so you live with your parents.
Yes.
The house belongs to your dad or to your mom? Or
it's my dad's house, but my stepmom, who now is married to him, lives there.
We can do two things. What would I do? Okay, let me put myself in your shoes, all right? What would I do? This is actually there's three choices you can do. The third one would be move out, okay? But we don't want the third one because you probably don't have already established a place to go. But now let's say number two. Number two would be either telling her to chill out, because if she doesn't, you're going to tell your dad. Okay, that's number two. I'll tell you number one. Number one is that you would confront your dad. You would confront your father as man to man and say, Dad, I love you. I love God. Henry, let me tell you something. The reason that I do not go out on my wife, even though we're separated and I'm just waiting on the Lord, and I have opportunities to, you know, date other. I'm not talking about going to bed. I'm talking about, you know, going out, have a nice dinner or something like that. But I would not touch another woman, Henry, because I love God. Okay? If you love God, you're going to love your dad and you're going to love your stepmother. Okay? Because you love God. You don't want to sin against God.
No. It's just, you know,
amen.
Sir, it's so hard because a big component of it with her is she likes to humiliate me. Like, she'll call me, you know, her little boy, say, well, what's my little boy doing? And, you know, I need to inspect, you know, like your pants and take them off. And it's very, very humiliating.
Well, I told you, then take door number three. Number three would be move out. Number one would confront your dad, and your dad is either gonna keep you or keep her. Okay, but what she's doing is not godly. Let me give you some some godly advice. If your dad,
she laughs at me. You know, sir.
Okay, if your dad loves God,
look at you. You're so tiny. You know, no one will ever love you. You won't have a girlfriend,
okay,
and she laughs at me.
You're jumping the gun here. Listen, your dad probably doesn't know the Lord, or does he know the Lord?
He knows the Lord. He taught
okay,
me.
Okay, he knows
the Lord.
Then, with all due respect, he needs to put his foot down as the priest of the home, as the leader, as the head of household. He's supposed to put his foot down, okay? Now, with a woman like that, I would get rid of, if I was your dad, I'd dump her in one day. I'd tell her that, you know what, that what you're doing is very ungodly. And she does not deserve to be in you guys' home. She really doesn't. If that's your dad's house, then your dad should set the rule and say, hey, woman, you better chill out or I'm going to ask you to leave the house. Okay? I would, if my wife didn't want to submit to me and obey what I told her, because the Bible says that the woman is supposed to respect her husband. Okay? Now, she's not respecting her husband. The Bible says for your dad to love your wife. Okay? These are Bible principles. Now, because she doesn't fear God, she's not even a Christian, she's not even born again. Okay? So,
what would you say to her directly? I mean, if she was saying to you, you know, I like take it out of your pants and do things to it in front of
well,
me.
Well, I tell you what, you tell her that in hell, they're going to be doing crazy things to her in hell when she's burning with hell and fire and brimstones. Okay, you have to be bold enough. Either you stay in the home or you get out. Now,
I have to tell you, sir, and I thank you so much for this, because she is able to hear this on the radio right now, and
I don't
I
don't
think
care.
She should take no.
She
I'm glad you're
up.
Saying this.
She's
I'm
going to hell,
this.
Brother.
She needs to hear this. She needs to hear this.
Okay.
So
if she does not change her life, she's going
to
wind up in hell. Brother, do you know what your job and my job is? Is to
what,
win
sir?
Her to Jesus Christ. To win her to Jesus Christ. Okay, she doesn't want anything to do with the Lord because she does not fear the Lord. She doesn't fear the Lord. She's got no fear for God. She has no fear to wind up in hell. Listen, there's another caller on the line. And
can you hear her in the background?
Can I what? No, I don't want to
hear
that devil. No, I don't want to hear. No, this is a godly radio show. Amen. Listen, I'm going to be praying for you, Henry, in New York. Everyone listening to this, let us pray
for
Henry in New York. And we need to pray for that Jezebel spirit, that she would leave that house, that your dad would put her out. Or put her in. But Henry, if this is going to continue, you have to leave the house. You have to leave the house. We're going to take our next caller. Okay, our next caller right here. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord had me share this scripture with Henry in New York. I said, Henry, but thanks be to God who gives you the victory. Henry, God is going to give you the victory. Amen. You focus your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter and the finisher of your faith. Henry doesn't have to live in that home. Amen. Now, if Henry continues living in that home, then Henry is setting himself up for aggravation, humiliation, sin. I'm telling you, this is so heavy. Anyway, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to pray for Henry. Amen. How many of you people listening right now? Amen. We need to pray for these situations between husband, wife, and children. Amen. Now, this is what I was telling Henry. The number one choice. Number three was for him to move out. Number one was to confront his dad and say, Dad, you married somebody ugly, awful, that does not fear the Lord. Not only that, she does not fear hell at all. Amen. Henry, if you ever get a chance, read the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man and the poor man. The rich man didn't go to hell because he was rich. And the poor man didn't go to heaven because he was poor. Amen. But anyway, one of them went to heaven and the other one went to hell. Amen. So we take that seriously. Amen. And to you husbands, you are supposed to be the head of household. You're supposed to be the head of household. Amen. You're supposed to take control of your wife. Your wife is supposed to submit to you. And I tell you what, no wife that submits to her husband. And I'm not talking about in slavery. I'm not talking about, hey, you do this. You know, no. In the eyes of the Lord, you know, how would I treat my wife? How would I treat your wife? How would I treat? And the Lord is watching. The Lord sees all things. The Lord sees everything. Amen. So this person has no fear. I'm glad Henry from New York got a chance to call and share that situation, because you're in danger, brother. You are in danger. But guess what? God will give you the perfect way out. It's called the way of escape. Amen. There's the other story when Joseph was taking slavery into this kingdom, and the king's wife wanted to take Joseph to bed. And you know what? Joseph loved the Lord, and Joseph had to escape, make the way out. You know, even though that Jezebel, that lustful woman, out of her mind, she brought it up to her husband, and she said, no, it's not me, it's your boy. It's your little boy that wants to, you know, invite me to bed. But you know what? The king didn't listen to his wife. Amen. Sometimes you cannot listen to everything your wife tells you. Amen. You need the Holy Spirit and discernment in your knower to know what to do in these situations, to run when you have to run, to separate when you have to separate. Amen. So I'm glad that this is only part number two. You know what, Henry? I want you to take the book of Psalms, chapter 47, verses 1 through 9. Amen. Because I want Henry to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise the Lord. You're on the air, and we got 10 minutes left. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Gus. How you doing?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I was compelled to call in. I had a very similar situation years ago with my stepmother, very similar to Henry.
Okay.
But
what would
sir,
advice
I have
did you
to
give
tell
you? Henry's on the line. He's listening.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, I did go through with it. I did have relations with the stepmother because she was very good looking.
Yeah. Yeah. Brother, what's your name?
My name is Gus.
Okay.
G-U-S.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Kansas.
Okay. Yeah, I know, brother. I know, but I tell you what. What I did with Henry, I'm going to share the same thing with you. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, God will make the way of escape. You didn't have to fall into that temptation because you can make, God will make the way of escape. When you see that door leading out to the street, into the city, into the state, into the country, into the world, brother, we're supposed to take that door out of there, brother, and get out of that situation. But anyway, thanks be to God.
But what do you do, sir? What do you do?
To the Lord and Savior, the Lord
Jesus Christ. When it feels too good. What do you do?
Well, that's sin. Sin feels good. Lust feels good.
She was beautiful. She was beautiful. And she wasn't my real mother, so I went for it.
The devil makes himself beautiful, too, and will lead you straight to hell. How do you like that one?
Well, you know, I tried my best, but, I mean, you see a woman in front of you with her figure, she's naked.
Are you married? Are you married now, or are you going to get married or engaged or what?
No, I'm still going with my stepmother. Yeah, man, I love it.
Okay, you love sin, in other words. Okay, we got another caller on the line. Another caller on the line. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, the second caller says, well, I'm still with her because I love it. You love to indulge in that sin that leads to hell. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it is so wonderful for you listeners out there that if we focus our eyes on Jesus, and you don't focus your eyes on a man, you don't focus your eyes on a woman. Our guests call in a line. We have 6 minutes. If you want to share something good, I mean, I'm not talking about that you love, indulge, sin, adultery, fornication. That number is 646-668-8058. I'm going to repeat that number. If you want to call in right now, that number is 646-668-8058. And what I purposed in my heart was to, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. The voice of triumph. You're supposed to triumph over every situation through our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord, lives in your heart to overcome sin, to overcome temptation. Now, if you're going to be on the line, you're going to tell me, well, but I love it, then you must repent. You must repent and turn. What you need to do is to be converted. You need to be born again. You need the Spirit of God in you. If you had the Spirit of God in you, you wouldn't be doing the things we do. Okay. Now, here, I mean, Paul said that the things that I don't want to do, those things I do. And the things that I want to do, I don't do them. Example, reading my Bible every morning. Reading my Bible every morning. I mean, you know, I love doing that. I want to keep doing that. We have another live caller on the line. And I hope you got something good to say.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good morning.
My name's Heather.
What's your name?
Heather.
What's your name?
Heather.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I'm from Wichita.
Okay. I hear Wichita is so beautiful.
It is, especially this time of year.
This is what I'm trying to tell the people. When the Spirit of God comes inside of you, you don't want to live like these other callers that right away is a, what I, but she looks so beautiful. The sin looks so beautiful. And they jump into, they indulge in wickedness and in sin. What's your take on fornication, adultery, living in sin?
Well, I have to tell you, you know, I am a stepmother to a 25-year-old man, and I do indulge in relations with him. I call him, you know, my little boy, and I say, you know, take off.
And
yeah,
Do you know that hell is real?
But
do you believe in
hell?
Do you believe in hell?
I am his mommy. And I want to see the size of him in front of me.
Well, keep doing what you're doing.
He should take it out and show it to me.
What you're doing, okay? Okay, boy, I'm having fun today. I'm having fun today. Now, what this leads us to is prayer. Amen. We need to pray for these people. Amen. That are out of their mind. They have not the Spirit of God, and they only call Christian shows to exalt sin, to promote sin. I wouldn't be surprised if the next caller would say, hey, you know what? There's nothing wrong with abortion, and there's nothing wrong, someone saying, well, I live with my girlfriend in a one-bedroom, but her husband lives in another country. But God understands, you know, we've heard cases like that. And we don't have the money to get the divorce, and we don't have the money to get a two-bedroom. And it's cheaper to go into a one-bedroom and live together until the paperwork is done. And until the paperwork is done, then the paperwork gets cleared out. And let's take a shortcut. And the shortcut is repent before it's too late. Right now, you have the breath to call. You should have the breath to repent and call upon the name of the Lord. And if you do that, you will do good. And if you don't, you will do bad. And you're going to suffer your...
We'll be back tomorrow.